so why don't we call number seven on the agenda, Thomas Priolo. Come on up. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Can you state your name and address, please?
Yeah, my name is Jeff Moore from J. Group Designs. We're in Pauling.
Mr. Moore, do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and fill us in on your application?
Well, the owner, Mr. Priolo, he'd like to expand the house a little bit. It's a small house of about 800 square feet right now. And he just wants to add one room to the rear of the structure, which will bring up the maybe just a bit under 1,000 square feet total. We're requesting a side yard setback just due to the fact that the house is pushed so far to the east on the property.
And so you're just sort of filling in a corner there on
exactly, the side. Exactly, without having to go into the rear setback.
Okay, yeah.
And he said that's fine, he just wants maybe one more room. Just give him a little more room to keep this as the bedroom because of the access to the bathroom. So it'll become just a family room. And it will be built on piers. It doesn't want to put a basement under here. There is an existing basement, but the ceiling right down there is not even 7 feet, so it's really not really usable.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. I live just on the other side of Pinetta Lake Road. We have friends down there, and we walk the dog down there, and we go to the bike path down there, so I'm pretty familiar with that area. And yes, it is a lot of smaller houses on very small lots. So it's just a one-story addition of a family room?
Right, yeah, same level as here with no basement.
Okay.
Yeah, I could say too, you might have heard somewhere, the neighbor to the east, Tom Hall, received a similar variance in 2019.
Okay.
I believe it was 4 feet, and he got a couple feet in the backs of that too. You need the variance on the east side, but you're really not encroaching on the east side any more than is already existing. Yeah, exactly. We just want to get it in line with the house. I would also just like to ask for his variance instead of, I think it was 15, but just to ask for 16 to get it down to 4 feet just in case of the roof overhang.
Quite frequently, we do that and we will round up and give it a little more room just in case.
The house is slightly not at the same line as the property
line. It looks like it's a little bit off.
Yes, a little bit.
Only because if we give you a little more leeway and somebody's off by a couple of inches, you don't have to come back here.
Right, yeah, that's very good.
As you know, the tennis court, you saw what happened there.
Hey, so does Peter ever look any older?
No.
I used to work every night. He looks the same.
He's got a man painting in his attic.
Well, I would ask if there's anyone in the audience that has any questions, but I will note for the record that there is now no one in the audience, so. Okay, board members, any more questions? No? And we'll, voting on this today. Okay. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
Pretty much just, I feel like we're going to support the opportunity presented.
Okay. Did you leave me given a fair and adequate opportunity to present an application?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
that, I will close the public hearing, and I will entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
Chair, I'll grant, I'll make a motion to grant 16-foot variance where 20 feet is required and 5 feet is proposed on an east side setback.
Okay, thank you. Andres, do I have a second?
Second.
Ron with the second. Andres, can you please address the criteria?
Sure.
I'm sorry, there was something about 5 foot. Just to make sure.
Yeah, you're.
You rounded up to 16.
It's 14.
Oh, 16.
Since you rounded up to 6 foot, that gets rounded down to 14.
So 16-foot variance.
Sure.
Yeah. 16, sorry. 16 variance, 5 feet proposed.
Well, don't worry about the proposed, just worry about the variance.
Or variance is 16 feet.
A 16-foot variance.
Anyway.
On the east side property line.
Right, so criteria number one, whether an undesirable change will be reduced in character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting variance. I don't believe so. As we discussed, the banking are continuing the same side yard setback that's existing on the existing home. Nothing's going to change with respect to that. I believe we've met that criteria. With respect to criteria number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method principle for the applicant to pursue other than the area variance. Can't. If you're just continuing the section of the home to fill that spot, the home's already a pre-existing non-conforming with the current situation that it's in. Note for the record, the overlay that you created for the actual setbacks, we show that the entire home shows up the entire home pretty much would not be within that the required setbacks. Three, whether request area variance is substantial. It's not substantial in its nature that it's just containing the existing home. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse impact on the physical environmental conditions in the neighborhood. I think it's going to have a positive impact. If you're continuing the same siding throughout the from your drawing, and the drawing shows that the structure is consistent with the construction, it's not going to look like an addition or an add-on. It's going to look like it's part of the same original home. And then whether alleged difficulty was self-created. I don't think it was self-created. I'm assuming you bought the home, making an assumption they bought a home like this already in existence. And with that, you're continuing what was pre-existing, non-conforming, and really bringing everything within the code. So with that, I would move to grant a variance of 16 feet, where 4 feet is proposed and 20 feet is required for east side setback.
Great, thank you, Andres. I'll start the voting with John.
In favor.
Okay, Greg?
I'm in favor.
Andres?
In favor.
Rod?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. Variance is granted.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we got one more.
Great.
Asking for a signature. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll sign that. Okay, don't lose that.
Great, yeah.
Thank you very much. Get your building permit.
Great. Have a good night.
Good night.